Available at Midwest Health Partners. Only $30. Stop in a day. Midwest Health Partners. Setting the standard in patient care by creating the time for patients' needs.
Local news, local weather, local sports and markets.
It's news for my community.
I hear it here first.
Give us 20 minutes. We'll give you Northeast Nebraska. Jeffrey Steffen, Mornings News Talk, WJAG.
All right, here we are, gang. It is that time of the month again for another get-together with Dr. Keith Verbicki. It is Ask the Doctor on News Talk WJG. Dr. Verbicki, good morning once again.
Good morning, Jeffrey.
Welcome into the show here. Now, all of the advice that we offer up here, we always say, don't take this as official medical advice. You should also seek the advice of your doctor before taking any action on any of the things that we talk about. But we've talked about a lot here over the last 6 to 7 months, and you can access all of the other past shows on our podcast page. Go to WJG.com, click on podcast, and then you'll see Ask the Doctor. You'll see Dr. Keith Verbicki's beautiful face right there, and then give that a click, and all of those previous programs are there. You are going to learn a lot, and we're going to talk about vitamins again this morning here, right?
Yes, indeed.
So what vitamin is this that's going to save my life?
Well, vitamin K2. Have you heard of it before?
I've heard of vitamin K, but maybe not K2.
Yeah, there's 7 forms of vitamin K. The popular one that we all know about is K1, which helps us clot, and little babies are given at birth to prevent any bleeding abnormalities. But vitamin K2 is probably one of the most important fat-soluble vitamins that we need in our system in order to prevent a flurry of illnesses. We have an epidemic still of heart disease, coronary artery disease. And, you know, the medical profession typically has been chasing cholesterol to drive down the LDL cholesterol and hopefully prevent coronary artery disease. But it's not working, because indeed the heart attack rates, death from coronary artery disease, continue to be high, and in some areas continuing to increase. Now, why would that be? Well, the typical tests that may be done, EKGs and stress tests, at the time of those tests are being done, measuring oxygenation to the heart muscle, if they're normal, then patients many times are reassured. But that does not tell you what's going on in the lining of the arteries, not just coronary arteries, but arteries across the body. And if our arteries, the lining of the arteries, what we call the endothelium, gets inflamed, then there's an increased risk of calcification. Calcium belongs in our bone and in our teeth. And as a result of the lack of vitamin K2 and the other fat-soluble vitamins, A, E, D, K, calcium is leaving the bone and teeth. And where is it going? Into our arteries, into our kidneys, kidney stones, etc. So indeed, the calcification then that implants into the endothelial lining of our arteries raises the risk then of the plaque that forms, of breaking off, and then all of a sudden a serious coronary event happens.
So what are the sources of vitamin K2, and why are we coming up short?
Well, animal proteins and fermented foods. And as we've talked before, you know, our whole industry has moved to polyunsaturated fatty acid seed oils. Our ancestors used to use butter, used to use ghee, used to use beef tallow.
Lard.
Yeah, real suet.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was healthy. We need animal fats and fermented foods to get enough vitamin K2 and the other fat-soluble vitamins in our system. Without it, calcium leaves our bone, leaves our teeth, and it goes places that cause us tremendous difficulties.
See, we're blowing up an industry here. I don't know at what point in time we decided, because I think I've talked about this before. When I went to Grandma's, she always had some lard in the kitchen. Or if she fried bacon that usually came off an animal on their farm, they butcher and cut these meats up, put them in the freezer. She'd fry bacon, and she would always drain off that grease into like a little soup can that she'd have sitting on her oven, and she would cook with it.
Amen.
Some people look at that and go, oh, you know what you're going to do? You're killing yourself. Quite the opposite. I have a mother-in-law and a father-in-law who lived to 98 years old, and his typical breakfast was eggs, bacon, and potatoes fried in that in that bacon grease.
For sure, you know, and those are monounsaturated fats, and those are what the human body needs to stay healthy. And we, as a society, have gotten away from that because we've unfortunately been told that they are unhealthy. And unfortunately, that is not true. They're very healthy, and the trans fats that are in margarines and the seed oils are what really are causing serious damage metabolically to our bodies.
Maybe this is a little strong, but we're being lied to.
I think that's the right term.
On a commercial level, we're being told that this is the healthier route, when in reality, it's quite the opposite.
Some of the good news is about back to coronary artery disease. There's a a score called a coronary artery calcification score, CAC score. And people are starting to ask their doctors about the CAC score because it is an objective measure of calcification in our coronary arteries. No, it's not. So that when people have this done, it's a very fast, inexpensive CT scan of the heart, and they give you a calcium score of the coronary arteries, and if your score is low, that means calcium is not in the coronary arteries, and you're most likely, you know, safe. But if it's high, then indeed you're at high risk, and you need to be doing something about it. The great thing about K2, we can now take vitamin K2 as a supplement. It's best to get it in our diet, but indeed, the best sources are grass-fed, pasture-raised meat and chicken products, whole milk, grass-fed. Chicken and their eggs, grass-fed, beef, grass-fed. We get it when from non-grass-fed, but it's much higher with the grass-fed beef and chicken and their products. But we can take K2, and the coronary artery calcification, I think this is really exciting. When we're seeing the score be high, if we start taking vitamin K2 along with the other fat-soluble vitamins, they're following people and actually removing calcification out of the coronary arteries. And that is fantastic because it just shows when the body needs something and it's lacking, we'll get sick. But if you're providing it best from dietary sources, then indeed you're going to potentially reverse some of these serious illnesses.
So I'm going too deep in the weeds here, and I'm not understanding something, but calcified material implants in that lining in your coronary, and you get a CAC score, you realize the problem, you start taking K2, you start eating the foods that we've discussed here. Is there a danger in those that calcification, like breaking loose from that lining and then getting caught somewhere? And
not from taking K2 or okay. Changing your lifestyle, but you know, you want to consult your cardiologist to maybe do I need to have, you know, more invasive things done? Is the blockage, is the calcification so indeed extreme that I'm at high risk right now of having a coronary attack? But you know, hopefully before any of this happens, we as a society start concentrating on proper nutrition, and that means animal fats, getting back to staying away from the polyunsaturated fatty acids, staying away from corn-based fructose sugar, exercising, sleeping better, and getting that sun exposure that we've talked repeatedly about.
Yeah, and let it come through the eyes, right?
Amen. Without your glasses.
Without your glasses on, let that sunlight come through. Even this time of the year here, now we're heading into the shortest day. We are in the shortest days of the year. But it still helps to go outside on a day even like yesterday where it's cloudy outside.
Yeah,
get outside and get your eyes open.
The near and far infrared light penetrates through all your clothes and stimulates your mitochondria to produce energy. And indeed, you know, that's how we stay healthy. We are a battery, the human body, and we need the God's charger to get that our cells charged and producing energy. And the average American is spending less than 7 minutes out in the sun daily.
Oh.
Because
man.
Of our current society, how we're working.
Yeah, And so the dog knows better when he's sitting there saying, let's go for a walk. Take him for a walk. Should do that every single day. Any advice here as we head into the holidays? You know, you talk about calcification and things like that in your heart, but is there an increase in heart attacks through the holidays? Is there just too much stress?
Yeah, cortisol continues to go up due to stress, and so overload of cortisol has a real negative effect on our blood pressure and on our insulin sensitivity, et cetera. So, you know, meditation, prayer, relaxing more, mm-hmm. spending time with family and friends, all's going to help decrease that. One other last thing about calcification, when we see osteoporosis develop, what does that mean? That means calcium has left our bone, right? Why has it left our bone? We're K2 deficient. Other physical signs, if we're developing wrinkles, that's a sign of calcification in our skin. If we're developing varicose veins, that's a sign of calcification in our veins. And so there's other physical signs that happen to us that we should be observing. And if I'm seeing that happen, you know, have it addressed, get tested, mm-hmm. and find out what you can do to decrease the risk of being deficient in the fat soluble vitamins.
I think I flunked a couple of those tests already. I better get to the doctor now. Wrinkly skin. Good stuff, though. Well, hey, Doctor, Merry Christmas. It's been a great 2024, and we look forward to more after the first of the year.
Look forward to it.
Dr. Keith, no, go ahead.
Oh, Merry Christmas to everybody, and God's blessing.
Very, very, very appropriate. So, again, we'll get this up on the podcast page. You can catch up on all of the chats we've had with the doctor going back to last spring. K2, learn all about it, and have a great day.